Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We now begin Perek Rabbi Gamliel, Yevamos Daf Nun. The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Ein get achar get, v'loi maimer achar maimer, v'loi be'ila achar be'ila, v'loi chalitza achar chalitza. Rabbi Gamliel's shita is that if suppose one man who didn't have children died, and he left over two wives. We'll call him Reuven. Shimon, his brother, gave a get to one of those two wives. The second get is meaningless. And that means that the second woman that received the get would not be usher to marry a kohen. She does not have a din of a grusha, since the second get is meaningless. And secondly, there would be no isser for Shimon to marry the relatives of the second woman. Usually there's a din that even though giving a get to one's Yevama doesn't operate at all on a Daraisa level. The only person you could give a get to is a real wife. But a Yevama is considered Zikuka liyibum. There is a Zika, and the Zika creates some level of Ishus. And therefore, midrabanan, her get may accomplish something. If it does accomplish something, then her relatives are now considered Kroive Grushasai. Kroive Grushasai are Usser. But since the second get is totally meaningless, so the relatives of the second woman are not considered kroive grushasai. Another example of get achar get is if, suppose, Reuven had two brothers. He had Shimon and Levi. And Reuven actually only left over one wife. Shimon goes and gives a get to that wife. If Levi now were to go give a get to that wife, then Levi would not become usser in the relatives of this wife because his get is meaningless. It's another case of ein get achar get. Now, in explaining the reason ein get achar get, Rashi says that it's like a svara of memonifshach. The I kama ahani, if the first get was effective, then hapaka zika de tervayu. The moment Shimon gives a get, the first get that he gives, if it's in a case where there are two women, so then he gives a get to the first wife, then that essentially gets rid of the entire zikas yibum. And therefore, the second wife, we understand why her get is meaningless, because if the first get got rid of the Zika Yibum, there's no longer a Zika to talk about, and therefore the second get is meaningless. And you are kimigarish nachris. It's like divorcing a strange woman. A person stam goes over to a woman in the street and gives her a get. It doesn't do anything and as far as her kroivis are concerned. V'ikam loyahani, and if the first get was ineffective, l'mitchi, the first get was not capable of getting rid of the Zika Yibum, then Basar Nami Layahani, then the second get is also meaningless. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Achronim are bothered why Rashi would explain the Gemara that way, because it seems to be the explanation that Rava gives in the Gemara, later on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and Rava is refuted from a Braisa. Abaye gives a different explanation. So why would Rashi explain it like Rava, who is refuted, and not like Abaya, who's Kayim Lamaskana? The Marsha asks this Kasha, as does the Aruch Liner. The Aruch Liner actually answers very simply that the Derech of Rashi is to explain the Mishnah like the Gemara's Muskel Rishon, like the Gemara's initial understanding, even if that initial understanding gets refuted. However, in the Sefer Yashresh Yaakov, he gives a different answer. And that is that although Abaye refutes the Shita of Rava, the way that Rava learns Rabbi Gamliel, he does not refute the entire Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, the way that Rava understands it. As we will see over there, on Daf Nun Aleph, part of the statement of Rabbi Gamliel is definitely refuted fully, but the statement in which Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get achar get, which is what Rashi is explaining now, is not necessarily refuted, that we'd be dependent on a Machloikis, or Bekiva and the Chachamim. The machlokes whether Kedushin is Toifsim by Chayvei Lavin or not, since we paskin like the Chachamim, the Kedushin is Toifsim by Chayvei Lavin, it's possible to salvage the first statement of Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why it's not a problem for Rashi to explain the first statement of Rabbi Gamliel the way Rava does, because the rule is that when there's machlokes Rava and Abaya, we paskin like Rava. So any part of Rava's Shita that we could salvage, we do. Toisvis over here, in Dibur Maschil, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, has an argument with the Rivan. The Rivan is of the opinion that Rav Gamliel's Shita, that Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, that it's fully ineffective if a person were to do Maimer following one Maimer, and that again is either in the case where Shimon does two consecutive Maimers to the two respective Yevamos, or in the case where Shimon and Levi each do a mimer to the same Yevama, Says the Rivan, the fact that the second Maimer is ineffective is only true lefi the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that Kedushin is not toifis by Chayvei Lavin. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that Kedushin is toifis by Chayvei Lavin, it's only not toifis by Chayvei Krisis, then Rabbi Gamliel would never say his statement. Why does the Rivan make this assumption? Because there's this very simple question, and only Rishonim speak about it here. Let's say a Yavam goes and is actually Miyabim, his brother's wife. What is the halachic status with the rest of the wives? This is a machloikis in the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Haba al ha-yivama. If one of the brothers goes and is boil yivama, he's miyabim her. Uba echad min ha'achin al-tzarasa. One of the brothers goes and is boil the other yivama. There's a machloikis whether the second brother gets karis or is only over in aseh. The brother himself, who is miyabim, the first woman, is only over in aseh. Because it says, Bayis Echad, who boine ve'ene boine shtei batim. It's a special gzereskos of saying that he's only over the assay. He has no right to be miyabim more than one woman. And there's a shiloh in the Gemara there. What happens with the rest of the brothers? Are they also only over an assay if they were to go and be miyabim the second woman? Because we look at what he did, this brother that was miyabim the first woman, as the shlichus of the other achin, and therefore the rest of them also only have an assay vis-a-vis the second yivama, or do they have an iser karis? Now, if we are to assume that all there is an iser assay, there's no iser karis to the rest of the brothers, or that brother himself, which everybody seems to be in agreement that he only has an iser assay legabe the second yivama, then the halacha lefi the chachamim, who hold that kedushin is toifis by chayve lavin, and it's only chayve krisis that kedushin is not toifis by. What would be the halacha if any yavam would go and be mekadesh the second yavama? What would be the halacha of that kedushin? Obviously, the kedushin would be toifis because there is no iser kares being meneid from being chal. In which case, say the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and like we said, the Shita, the Rivan that our Tosis brings, why would things be any different when the first brother did Mimer to one of the two Yavamas? Eina Chanami Mimer only has one chance. You can't do more than one Mimer. But forget about the special Takana of Mimer. Let the second Kedushin be Chal, midin a regular Kedushin. Because after all, a regular Kedushin could be Chal even after a Yibam. So certainly after a Mimer it could be Chal. It's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayvei Lavin, then we could say that Aydein the Maimer, since there's a Kinyan Midrabanan, it's considered as if he was Miyabim the first one, and we look at the second one like he has an Isser Lav. However, Toifis disagrees with the Rivan. What's their rationale? What could possibly be different or worse about doing a Kedushin after the first brother did Maimer to the first Yavama than in the case where the first brother did an actual Yibam to the first Yavama? Says Tosfos very simply, when brother number one does Yibum to the first Yavama, that gets rid of the Zikas Yibum entirely, midairaisa. And since there is no remnant whatsoever of the Zikas Yibum, the Maisa that the next brother goes and does to the second Yavama, or even that brother himself, is a real Maisa Kedushin. Because when you do a Maisa Kedushin, when there is no Zikas Yibum, that is considered a regular Kedushin. She is like a strange woman. If you go over to a strange woman and you're Mekadesh her, so then there's a regular Din Kedushin, and if it's not Chayvei Krisis, the Kedushin will be Toifis. Masha Enkin, in the case where all the first brother did was Mimer, there still remains somewhat some Zikas Yibum. If there is a Zikas Yibum, then on a Deraisa level, there is no Kedushin. Because you cannot be Mekadesh your Yavama Mideraisa. That Kenyan is not Chal Mideraisa. The only validity that it could possibly have is on a Darabanan level. But that is dependent on the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't Misakin more than one Mimer. The Rabbanan said, they ain't Mimer Achar Mimer. You can only do one Mimer. So what would be the Rivan's response to this Taina? After all, Tosis is right. We're not talking about a case where Yibum was done. There's still a Zikas Yibum. And when there's a Zikas Yibum, the only thing that you could do to be kind of this woman is to be boil her. Kedushin doesn't help to a woman who's your Yavama. Says the Aruch Lener that the Rivan makes sense according to the Shita of Rava that we mentioned earlier, that Rashi explains Rav Gamliel according to his Shita. Because according to Rava, the Hesber in Rav Gamliel, as we explained, is that he's Mesupik. Legabe get, he says that memonavshach. If the get of the first one gets rid of the Zika, then the second get does absolutely nothing. Because the first get got rid of the Zika entirely. And the same thing would hold true with Mimer. If the first one's Mimer accomplished something, then the second one's Mimer does absolutely nothing. Why is that? Must be, says the Aruch Lener, because Rabbi Gamliel has a tzad, that Maimer is tantamount to a Maisa Kinyan like Yibam itself. And just like the get on the tzad, that it gets rid of the Zika, it gets rid of the Zika entirely. So there's no Zika to speak of, and therefore the second get does not create an Isser of Achayz Gerushasa, it doesn't passel her Lekayin, because it's not being kairis anything, it's not divorcing anything, because there's nothing to divorce, the Zika is totally gone, even though get is not Chalitza, but nevertheless it accomplishes the exact same thing as Chalitza, it gets rid of the Zika. So to Maimer would solidify the Zika entirely, just like Yibam. And that means that the Zikas Yibam is only there to create a Kinyan, and Maimer could create that Kinyan in the place of Yibam. If that's the Hesber and Rabbi Gamliel, then we understand why the Rivan would say that the fact that the second one's Maimer doesn't work is only true according to Rekiva. Because according to the Chachamim, like we said, let it work midin a regular Maisa Kedushin. Since right now all there is an Isser Aseh or an Isser Lav, there is no Isser Karis, the Rabbanan should say that Kedushin is Toifis. Not midin Maimer, but midin a regular Kedushin. What was Toifis' response to this? We explained that you can't have a regular Maisa Kedushin if there is a Zika. But if the Pshat and Rem Gamliel is that the second Maimer doesn't help because the Zika was totally gotten rid of, then you can have a regular Maisa Kedushin, because there's no Zika to speak about. So Tosfos's Taina makes sense on the Rivan if you don't explain like Rava. Like we said, the Maskana of the Gemara later is like Abaya. Abaya's Hesber in Rav Gamliel is not because he's Mesupik and he says, Mimonifshach, if the first get was effective, then the second get, Al Karchach, is ineffective. Because the first get must have gotten rid of the Zika entirely. That's not Abaya's Hesber. Abaya's Hesber is that a get works to get rid of part of the Zika, but not the complete Zika. The reason why there's ain't get achar get is because the amount of Zika that was gotten rid of by the first get is all that you could accomplish al yidei get, and since the Rabbanan only gave you one opportunity, the second get doesn't do anything. But that doesn't mean that there's no Zika. As we'll see later, there is a Zika lefi Abaya. Since there is a Zika, Tosfos is right. You cannot have a Maisa Kedushin, a regular Maisa Kedushin, on a woman that's Zekuka Leibum. So it comes out basically that the machloikes between Toisa and the Rivan is dependent on which Hesber you learn in the Gemara later. And as we said, Rashi on our Mishnah explains the Mishnah lefi shitas Rava, so that would be matzdik the Rivan. Even though the Gemara's maskana is like Abaya, we gave a Hesber, then it could be legabe certain things. Rava's Hesber remains intact and is not refuted by Abaya's Braisa. Now Tosfos brings somewhat of a raya against the Rivan's pshat. And that is that later, in the Gemara Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down the memor of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is going on the part of the Mishnah that says, Cholatz v'asa maimer, if a Yavam first did Chalitza, and subsequently he did maimer, then we say, Ein achar Chalitza klum. The maimer is ineffective, because it came after Chalitza, and Chalitza got rid of the Zikas Yibam. On that part of the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu divrei Rabbi Kiva, da amar ein kedushin toifsim b'chayvei lavin. The statement that a mimer following a chalitza is ineffective can only be true according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that kedushin is not toifsim b'chayvei lavin. And that is because of the same cheshbon that we mentioned before from Tosfos, from the Rivan. That ein echanami mimer is something the Chazal weren't misakin after chalitza, but who cares? Let it work midin a regular kedushin. When a person does chalitza and subsequently he does mimer, ein echanami that the regular takana of mimer doesn't work, but it makes no difference because mimer is nothing more than a kedushin, and this woman is now eligible to become miskadeshet to this person since all there is chayvi lavin and not chayvi krisis. Elamai must be that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that kedushin is not toifis by chayvi lavin. And once you do chalitza to a woman, there's a lav. It says lo yivne. Since it says in the parsha of chalitza, kocha yeyase le'isha she lo yivne beis achiv, we darshin that kivin shloi bana shuv lo yivne. So there's a lav. He's not allowed to go and marry her now. Since it's only a lav, according to the Chacham, the Kedushin would be Toifis, but according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is not Toifis. So it must be that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Says Tosfos, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav only was medayik from the end of the Mishnah, from the case of Chalatz v'asa Maimer, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva? What about the beginning? Like we said before, the Rivan. The actual din of Ein Maimer Achar Maimer shows that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. However, in light of what we just said, b'shem the Aruch Liner, we can answer very simply. The whole lechacha that the Rivan brings that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva is Lefi Rava's Hesber in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav did not necessarily understand the Mishnah like Rava. He could have learned like Abaya. And if you learn like Abaya, we explained there is no hachacha. Because, like we explained, there's a difference between Maimer and real Yibum, Lefi Abaya. Yibum gets rid of the entire Zika, and therefore we could look at the Maisa Kedushin like a regular Maisa Kedushin. Masha Enkein Maimer doesn't fully remove the Zika's Yibum from all of the Yavamis, just like Get doesn't fully remove the Zika's Yibum from all the Yavamis. And since the Zika remains, so the Maisa Kedushin would not be Nidain as a regular Maisa Kedushin with a stranger. The Mishnah continues discussing the Shita of Rav Gamliel, and one of the things that he says is Veloy bi'ila achar bi'ila. Rashi explains ba al zu, if he was boil one of the two yivamos, the chazer uba hu oy echov al tsarasa, he or one of his brothers was then boil her tsara, biaz znus ba'almahu, the ain aser b'krevi seha. The brother who was boil the second yivama does not become aser in the krevis of that yivama. Says the Yashrish Yaakov, according to the Rivan, that our Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Kiva's Shita, the Kedushin is not Toifas by Chayvi Lavin, we understand why Ein Be'il Achar Be'ila. Because after the first Yavam is Boyal, the first Yavama, there becomes a Lav Legabe the other Yavamas. So even if the second Yavam was Boyal, the second Yavama with the intention of marrying her, Kedushin is not Toifas. It's Chayvei Lavin, and therefore he doesn't become Usser in her relatives. However, according to Tosfos, that our Mishnah is going according to Chachamim, Kedushin is Tosfos b'Chayvei Lavin. So why would we say that Ein Be'ila Achar Be'ila? After all, when the second Yavam is Boil the second Yavama, since he had intentions with this Be'ila to marry her, so it may not work as a Maisa Yibam, but it should be like a Kedushay Be'ah. And then it should become Usser in her relatives, because Kedushin is Tosfos b'Chayvei Lavin, according to Rabbanan. He answers, and the Meiri actually gives the same explanation, that we're not talking about a person who really had intentions to be kindness this woman. Because the halacha is, as we learn in the next perek, in perek Abal Yevimtoi, that if a person is boil his yevama, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, he has no intention whatsoever of marrying her with this maisa yibam. He just was boil her l'shem znus ba'alma, she becomes his. And therefore we say, Ein Be'ila Achar Be'ila, since the first brother managed through his Be'ila to get rid of the Zika's Yibam entirely, if the second brother now goes and is Boil a Be'ila Znus with the second Yivama, it doesn't accomplish anything. He won't become Aser in her Krivis, because the Be'ila Znus, when there is no Zika's Yibam, is simply Znus. It's not Yibam. It doesn't make a marriage. It is mashma, though, from the Meiri, that if he would have had the intention of being Boil her L'shem Yibam, then he would become usher in her krivis. Because then we would say that the Be'ila has a din of Kedushin. There may not be a Zikas Yibam, but since his intention was to marry her, we would say forget about the Yibam aspect, he would become her husband, Al Yedei the Be'ila. And this is a very big Chiddush. And from Rashi, it's mashma that he doesn't accept this Chiddush. Because Rashi's Lashon over here is, V'chazer ubahu oy echav. Altsarasa, bias znus ba'almahu. It is a bias znus. Now, according to the Meiri, we have to be talking about a case where the person did it l'shem znus. For Mashi, it's mashba that the person did not have the intention of being boil her l'shem znus. But we're saying that it is a be'ila znus. That means that even if the person had intention of doing yibum, since the zikas yibum is gotten rid of through the be'ila of the first one, the second one's be'ila has a shame bias znus. Ah, you'll ask me, why should I have a shame bias znus? His intention was to be koinesser, to marry her. The answer is that his intention was to marry her in an oifen of yibam. He wanted to be koinesser as his yivama. And since there is no longer a zikas yibam, we don't say that included in that intention is that his be'ila will work as a bias kedushin, a kedushe bia. By Maimer, we saw that that may be the case, that if a person doesn't have a zikas yibum, then the Maimer will work as a kedushin, and that was the last discussion we had. But that's because the Maisa of Areat Mekudesh Asli is the same. You're koinaher with the kesef. Whether the person is being koinaher as a yavam is koinaher yavama with the Maisa of Maimer, or whether the person is being koinaher because she's a strange woman, she's not considered his yavama, but he's koinaher with kedushe kesef, as a man and woman, it's the same Maisa. It's the person who generates the Kenyan. Masha Ein Kein, a person who's kindness his Yavama, even if he has intentions to be kindness his Yavama, is doing an entirely different act than a person who's Mekadish in Isha with Bia. Because a person who's kindness his Yavama with Bia, The way that it works is that the act he does, but the Torah is the one who's makhed it to him, this woman. He actually doesn't generate the kinyan. And the biggest raya is the fact that if the person was boil her without intention to be koinesir, she also becomes his yavama. And therefore, even if he had intention to make her his yavama, he is not the one who's generating the kinyan. So we can't say that in the event that it turns out that she's not his yavama, because the first brother already got rid of the zikas yibum, we can't say that anyway the act of bia should work as a maisa kedushin, because he never had das for kinyan to actually be kind to her. Even the yavam that had intention to be kind to her didn't have das kinyan, because yibum is not a kinyan that the person is kind with. The person doesn't generate the chalois. It's the Torah that generates the chalois. The Meiri is actually understanding that in the event that the person had the das to be kinesir, then we say that if we find out that she does not have the zikas yibum, because the first brother was already boiled the other yivama, then this works as a mice of kedushe bia. Rashi doesn't want to accept that, because there is no das for the kinyan of kedushe bia. Because like we explained, there is no das for any kinyan of kedushin. The kinyan that gets created, if it is a maisa of being kinyaner as a yavama, is the Torah creating the kinyan. Now Tosfos in the Ramaschil, v'loy be'ila, qualifies the statement of the Mishnah of loy be'ila achar be'ila. Tosfos says, hainu achar be'ila k'sheira. The fact that there's no be'ila achar be'ila, meaning that after one be'ila is done, the second be'ila does not create an iser of kroivis, is only true if the first one was a be'ila k'sheira. Aval achar be'ila psula k'goin, bia sh'achar haget. Let's say Yavam number one was Boyal Yavama number one, but after he had already given her a get. In such a case, if he then goes and is Boyal another Yavama, that be'ila does generate an iser of kroivis. And the reason is because the first be'ila is not really kind to her completely. As the Mishnah says later, Nosan get uboal, tzricha get v'chalitza. And Rashi, later in the Mishnah, in Dibur Maschil v'chalitza, says that the reason why you need chalitza is because although ordinarily, if a person does a bi'a to his yavama, all you need is a get, that's only by a bi'a k'sheira. Over here, it's a bi'a psula because it's after a get. Have a bi'a psula mishum get kama v'leikanya ligamri. He hasn't been kind to her completely. Because since you gave a get before the be'ila, midrabanan, you've affected the zika. You've affected it in a way that the bia that comes after it cannot generate a complete maisa kinyan. And since this is the case, so if you go and you boil another yavama after this takes place, we don't look at it as a maisa's nuspa alma. When the first maisa yibum does its job completely, it takes the zika's yibum to its fullest extent, then it comes out that the bia that follows it is a maisa's nuspa alma. But when there is a problem with the first maisa bia, it doesn't fully accomplish actualization of the zika's yibum, because that zika was nifgam. You therefore will create iser kroivis through the second bia. That is what Tosfos says, and Tosfos discusses this in greater detail later on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and like we said, it's Shitas Rashi. However, the Chasin Yeshuas points out that this is not the opinion of most of the other Rishonim. They learn that even after Be'ila Psula, Ein Be'ila Achar Be'ila. A Be'ila that's done following any Be'ah, whether it's a Be'ah Kshera or a Be'ah Psula, would not create an Iser Kroivis. The Mishnah says, Asa Maimer Be'avimtoi V'nasen Lo Get, if a person did Maimer to his Yavama, and then subsequently he gave her a get, tzricha heimenu chalitza. She needs from him chalitza, which means that the zikas yibum is still there. The get gets rid of the maimer, and now in order to get rid of the zikas yibum, you need chalitza. Says Rashi, v'imrotza lichtnois lo yichtnois. Tzricha heimenu chalitza is dafka. The etza right now is to give chalitza. You cannot go and do yibum. The kivan, the hischil, begeirishin, kaima alei belo yivna. Since the person already did geirishin, so he went with this mechanism, the Rabbanan, of course. With the Raisa, there's no get for a Yivama. But since he gave her a get, that amounts to a choice not to be boine this bias, asher lo yivne es beis achiv. And therefore, mid Rabbanan, he has the same iser lo yivne as somebody who did chalitza. So that's why we say you cannot go and do yibum now. Says Tosfos, in Dibur Maschil, osa maimer, bi evimtoi, v'nosa le get tzricha chalitza. that this really depends. Says Tosfos, "Hainu benasan get stam af lizikasoi." There are two options how to understand what the person's get is in our case. First, he gave maimer, then he gave a get. If a person gave a get without doing maimer, then it's pashut that what the get is doing is addressing the zikas yibum. So, if a person gave a get without maimer, then we know that he can't do yibum because he went and made the choice not to be boina based achid because he gave a get that addresses the zikas yibum. However, since this person is after a mimer, so it could be that the get is only there to address the mimer and not the zikas yibum. So Tosfos says that our case is talking where he gave a get stam after zikasi. Avlam nasan get lema'amaroi, sharia after yabin. If he gives a get to just get rid of the mimer, then he's back to square one. Before the mimer was done, there was a regular zikas yibum. He did mimer and he gave a get to get rid of the mimer. So now he's back with the regular zikas yibum. Tosfos brings down Gemara in Perek Dalet Achim, the Hutra Afilahi, the Mai, the Oved Shakli. What he did, he took away. And this is the opinion of the Ravid in the Asogis in Hukas Yibim Perek Hey, Alocha Dalet as well. However, the Aruch Liner points out that Rashi, later on Dafnun Bezim Abez, in Dibra Maschel Oidilma, and the Rambam, over there in Hukas Yibim Perek Hey, Alocha Dalet, are of the opinion that if a Yavam gave a get to his Yavama, even if the get was Beferish, just getting rid of the Mimer, he's not allowed to be miyabim her. The other brothers actually are allowed to be miyabim because it's true that this woman is now back to the matzav she was before, in which she has a regular zikas yibum without any added dimension, no maimer and no get. And that's what the Gemara in Perek Dalet Achim means, according to Rashi and the Rambam. The Gemara that Tosfos brings down that seems to indicate that she is muteris now, she's muteris to the other brothers. That's how Rashi and the Rambam learn. The Rambam says it as a Yeroyali. He says, Yeroyali would appear to me Shlei Hutra Ella Le'echov. She now becomes muta to the brothers. I will zesh and nos and I get asurahi loy, and that's what the Ravid takes issue with. Rashi's mashmos in Perek Dalet Achen as well, and Daflamid Beis is also that hutra afilu hi lachim. She will be muta to the brothers, but not to this one himself. And it would seem that Rashi and the Rambam need a lot of hesber, because why should this be true? Memanavshach. If we look at the get, when it was dressing only the mimer, as getting rid of the mimer alone, but it doesn't touch the zikas yibum on any level, then just like she's mutter to the rest of the brothers, she should be mutter to the one who did mimer. And if you tell me that the get doesn't have the ability to make such a split, and it addresses the zikas yibum, then it should address the zikas yibum gabi everybody else, just like in a regular case of nasan get without mimer. If you're going to say that it's some sort of drabbanan type of svar, then we have to understand that as well, because the drabbanan svar that we find in Perek Dalet Achen is that people are going to mix up this woman who received a get only for the mimer with a regular balas get. And if they're going to mix it up, why would it make a difference between the one that gave her the get and the rest of the brothers? The rest of the brothers are also not allowed to marry her when she was a regular balas get. So it would seem from the Chedusha Reb Nachum on Daf Lamed Beis that he understood as follows. Le'olam, a get that is given to address the mimer alone, does not really touch the zikas yibum per se. It doesn't make this woman, who was until now was a kukali yavam, any less of a yavama. It doesn't operate like a chalitza, because it only addressed the mimer and not the zikas yibum. And that's why she's muteris to the rest of the brothers. However, to the one that gave her the get, there is a different din. And that is because we have to understand the nature of mimer. Mimer can be understood in one of two ways. It could be understood as a special kedushin derabbanan, that the rabbanan were misakin for a yavam, that is his kedushin, meaning the yavam's own kedushin. The yavam has created his own kedushin between himself and this woman, and as soon as he divorces her, Tosfos is right, the Ravid is right. If you divorce a woman from your own kedushin, that kedushin is gotten rid of, and you should be back to square one where there's a zikas yibam from the brother. However, the other way to understand Mimer is that they weren't misakin that a Yavam could create his own Kiddushin. After all, as far as he himself is concerned, this woman is an Erva. She's Eishes Ach. The rights that he has to create a Kiddushin is a Yibam Dika Kiddushin, which means that he has the right to take over his brother's marriage. The Kiddushin that he creates is stepping into the Kiddushin that his brother originally had. Just like Yibam itself is stepping into the Nisuin that his brother had, Mimer is an exercise in which he has the ability to step into his brother's Kiddushin. And therefore, just like if a Yavam gives an Isha a get without a Mimer, we say that he has no right afterwards to be miyabim her, because that is considered a woman who is asher lo yivneh. He did an act that is similar to chalitza in that he was pushing away his zikas yibum. So the same thing would hold true when he divorces her from his Maimer, because he has now pushed away his brother's Kedushin. Now, as far as the other brothers are concerned, this Isha is still Zikuk Aliyavim, because he did not do anything to her Zikas Yibam objectively. The Isha Mitzad Atzma is Zikuk Aliyavim, and his get only addressed his own Maimer. And what that means is that his get didn't address her general Zikas Yibam, rather it addressed his own Chelek in that Zikas Yibam. Because since his Maimer was an act of taking over his brother's Kedushin, so he is cutting the Zikas Yibam between him and the woman. So when a Yavam gives a get to an Isha when he didn't do Maimer, what that get does is it addresses the Zika per se, which is Halacha and the Isha. And once he does that, she cannot have a Zikas Yibam to any of the brothers, because he attacked the Zikas Yibam that the woman has. However, when he gives a get only for his own Maimer, what he attacked was his personal Zikas Yibam. Therefore, it's this brother who is not able to be Miyabim her. The rest of the brothers, they're not Shaykh to his personal Zikas Yibam. They're Shaykh to the woman's Zikas Yibam. So they can go and do Yibam. So Tosfos and the Ravid learned that the get that he gives for his Maimer has got nothing to do with Zikas Yibam, because they understood that Maimer is his own Kedushin that he created. Once he's Kairis, he cuts off that Kedushin, he's back to square one. However, the Rambam and Rashi are learning that Maimer is not his own Kedushin. Maimer is taking over his brother's Kedushin, and therefore being Kairis it is an act of rejecting the Yibam as far as he's concerned. But rejecting the Yibam as far as he's concerned has got nothing to do with the other brothers. The Zikas Yibam still remains Kalape, the other brothers. One of the cases of the Mishnah is Nosan Get V'Cholatz Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Rashi says, V'af Al Gav D'Chalitza Psulahi. Since this Chalitza was after a Get, it's a Chalitza Psula. Why is it called a Chalitza Psula? D'Yavaboy Livume Leimotzi. If he would want to be Miyabim her, he wouldn't be allowed to, because you already gave her a Get. Once you give a Get, you cannot go and do Yibam. There's an Issud Rabbanan. So that's why it's called a Chalitza Psula. Afilohachi, says Rashi, Dachya Legamri. The Chalitza still is successful in severing his ties with her entirely. V'ein Achareya Klum. De'ihadar umikadishlo, says Rashi, b'maimer oy bebia. If after this chalitza he would go and be mekadisher, either with the maimer or with being boil her, loy be'in and get, that maimer or bia accomplishes nothing, and he would not need a get. Uchid Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, the Amr ain't Kedushin Toifse Mechaive Lavin. What does Rashi mean to say? He means that even though maimer, as we explained, is a Maisa Kedushin, so once you do that Maisa Kedushin after chalitza, it may not work midin maimer, but let it work midin kedushin. Because after all, like we explained, al pi the shita sarivan before, once somebody does chalitza to a yivama, all there is an iser lav. He's not allowed to be boil this woman, because it says kivin shaloi bana shuvla yivna. So she's iser lavin, and kedushin, according to the chachamim, is toifis by iser lav. So therefore, Rashi's bothered. Why would it say ein la'achar chalitza klum? The maimer that he does after chalitza should work, because kedushin is toifish, she should become his wife. The teretz is, says Rashi, it doesn't work because we're going like Rabbi Kiva, the amr ain't kedushin toifsim mechavi lavin, v'hachi mefarish b'gemara the mastisin Rabbi Kiva hi. And that, of course, is the Gemara later that we already mentioned, which is on Daf Nun Beis Mid Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem rav, zu divir Rabbi Kiva, the amr ain't kedushin toifsim mechavi lavin. The problem, however, the Chosin Yeshuas asks on Rashi, is the same kasha that Tosfos asked earlier, and that is, why then does Rav only prove his point that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva from the case later in the Mishnah of Chalatz v'Asa Maimer? It's only from there that Rav proves that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. And according to Rashi, the Gemara should have proved it from this passage in the Mishnah. And therefore, the Chosin Yeshuas learns the Mishnah differently. When it says over here, Nasan get v'chalatz, ein achar chalitza klum, that if a person gave a get and then did chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum, it does not mean that if subsequently he did maimer or be'ila, that doesn't accomplish anything. All it means is that he doesn't have to do anything else to be matahir l'shuk. Nasan get v'chalatz, if he gave a get and then did chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum, you don't need anything more to be matahir. It's only later in the Mishnah, which speaks out Cholatz v'asa maimer nasan get ubal ein achar chalitza klum. There it's clear that the Tanner is referring to maisim that took place after his chalitza. That's where we can prove that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. because there it's clear that we're saying that even if you do Maimer, you do Be'ila after the Chalitza, it's ineffective. But here, we didn't say that we're talking about if you do Pu'ulis afterwards. What does it mean, Einach HaChalitza Klum? It means you don't need anything more to be Matahar L'shuk. Now, the truth is that Rashi could really agree, in theory, that that would be a valid way of reading the words Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. And that's why we can understand that Rav cannot prove from the words of the Mishnah over here, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. Because there's always the option of learning these words Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, like the Chais and Yeshua's, that he doesn't need anything more to be Matahar L'shuk. All Rashi means, though, is that once we know from later on in the Mishnah that this Mishnah anyway is Rabbi Akiva, as is proven from the later passage in the Mishnah, so it stands to reason that when the words Ein Lacha Chalitza Klum are used earlier in the Mishnah, it could mean the same thing, that you don't accomplish anything by later Maisim. And that's why Rashi says over here that Hachi Mefarish Gemara the Masis Rabbi Akiva. Since the Gemara says anyway that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem with explaining in hindsight that that's what the Tana means with these words. With this, we could answer Lefishitus Rashi, the Kasha, the Tosfos asks in Dibra Maschel Cholatz Va'asa Maimer B'Shem the Rivon. Tosfos over there says, the Tana did not have to say at all the case of Cholatz Va'asa Maimar Nosan Get Uval. It doesn't have to tell me that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, because it already said it earlier. He says that given the Tana, Nosan Get V'Cholatz Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, that nothing is effective after the Chalitza. Afal Pishi Chalitza Psula, even though the Chalitza was a Chalitza Psula because it followed a get, and nevertheless we know Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, so Kol Shekein, certainly the Achar Chalitza Ksheira Ein Achar Klum, after a good Chalitza, which wasn't preceded by a get, nothing should be effective afterwards. So therefore he says that that passage in the Mishnah is seemingly extra. According to what we just said, the Kasha goes away. Because had we not had the later passage in the Mishnah, we wouldn't have read Ein Achar Chalitza Klum the way the Rivan is reading it. Because, like the Chais and Yeshua says, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum could mean that you don't need anything else to be Matahar L'shuk. And even Rashi, who learns that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum means that nothing is effective afterwards, we explain that that could be only after we have the later passage, and we know that it's anyway going according to Rabbi Akiva, so we know that the truth is Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, because Kedushin is not Toifes, and nothing afterwards is effective. But that's not something that you could ask, why does it say the later passage? Because if it didn't have it, we would never have known that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, and then we would have explained this part of the Mishnah, the earlier part of the Mishnah, differently. After listing what happens if a person does Maimer, and subsequently after the Maimer he gives a get, or he does Chalitz after the Maimer, or he does Bia after the Maimer, the Mishnah continues with Nasan Get. What happens if the first thing he did was a get, and after the get he did Maimer, or he did Chalitza, or he did Be'ila? Then the Mishnah talks about what happens if the first thing he did was Chalitza, and after the Chalitza he did Maimer, he gave a get, or he did Be'ila. And finally, the fourth thing the Mishnah discusses, what happens if the first thing that he did was Be'ila, and after the Be'ila, he did Maimer, Get, or Chalitza. In that fourth case, Rashi speaks out that the case, that to tell me that if a person did Be'ila, and subsequently after the Be'ila, he did Maimer, that Maimer is ineffective, it doesn't accomplish anything, is totally extra, says Rashi. Maimer the Achar Bia, lehav etzarech lemisni. The Tana doesn't have to tell me that if a person does Maimer after he did actual Yibum, he did Bia, that Maimer does absolutely nothing. De Pshitalon, Dloy Mahani, De Lamai Lahani, what should it help Ligabe? Ho afilu Maimer achar Maimer, be Yavam Echav Yavoma Achas, Basar Kamandalesi, Dummy. If one Yavam goes and does Maimer, then he does another Maimer afterwards, we know that the second Maimer doesn't accomplish anything if it's with the same woman. De Maikavit, what's he doing? A Mitzer Vikoiva Kreviseha, he's already Usher in her Krevis from the first Maisa. Elo says Rashi, Aidi, the Tana Resha, Cholatz Va'asa Maimer, the Itzrik Lashmina and Kirbe Kiva. It has to say first the case of Cholatz Va'asa Maimer to tell me that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, that the Maimer that came after Chalitza doesn't accomplish anything because the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva that holds Ein Kedushin Toysen Bechayvi Lavin. So it also says the case of Ba'al Va'asa Maimer, V'achim Mefarish B'Gemara. Says the Aruch Liner, Rashi does not mean to say that there's absolutely no nafkamina from the din that it says in the Mishnah. Because although it may be true that after a person does Be'ila, the Maimer that he subsequently does is inconsequential as far as the Isser to the Kroivis are concerned, because that woman is already Usser to her Kroivis based on the Be'ila. Therefore, the Maimer is not accomplishing anything Klape, the Isser Kroivis. Nevertheless, there's a different nafkamina. If a person does Maimer after Be'ila, does the woman have to give him back the money, the Kesef Kedushin that he gave her? Because after all, it's really Kedushay Tais. This woman is considered his wife already. And even though, he says, the Gemara says in Kedushin, and Daf Mem Vav, that if a person is Mekadosh his sister, the Kedushin is not Chal, and nevertheless, she doesn't have to give him back the money. That's because everybody knows that Kedushin is not Toifis with a sister, and therefore there's an Umdana that when he gave her the money, he meant it as a Matana. But that's not necessarily the case by a Yavama. Not everybody is aware that after a straight out Maisa Bia, if he does a Maisa Kedushin to her, that this Maisa Kedushin is ineffective and it doesn't accomplish anything. And therefore, she would have to give the money back. Because we can't say that he must have meant it as a Matana. Maybe he meant it as Kedushin, he just thought that there's such a thing as doing a Maisa Kedushin after doing the Bia. However, he says, although there is a Nafkamina Lahalacha, but the Tana seems to be interested in telling us what these actions do, Legabe making her his wife. And she's already his wife fully. She's a full-fledged wife through the Maisa Be'ila, and there's no reason to tell me, Legabe, that the Maimer is ineffective. The Mishnah continues, and it says, Achas Yevama Achas L'Yavam Echad, V'Achas Shte Yevamis L'Yavam Echad. Everything that we said until now is equally true by one Yevama to one Yavam, and two Yevamis to one Yavam. Explains the Mishnah Ketzad, Asa Maimer Bezu, U Maimer Bezu, Tzrichas Shnei Gitin V'Chalitza. The Mishnah, of course, once again goes through every possible scenario in the order of Maimer, Get, Chalitza, and Be'ila, like we did in the Reisha. So if he did Maimer to two Yevamis, Tzrichas Shnei Gitin V'Chalitza. What does that mean, Tzrichas Shnei Gitin V'Chalitza? Of course, each one of them needs a Get. But does Chalitza have to be repeated? Do you have to have two Chalitzas or only one Chalitza? Rashi's lashon here is v'chalitza la'achas mehen u'peiteres tzarosa, and that's probably because Rashi is medayek from the lashon of shnei gitin v'chalitza. Gitin is lashon rabim, and chalitza is lashon yachid. However, other rishonim argue on Rashi. Tosfos over here in the Ramaschot Tzriches shnei gitin v'chalitza explains that l'man d'yamar chalitza psula. Tzricha lachzer akola achin, which means the shita of Rav, which we'll have later on Daf Nun Alf Mebeis, and he says it also on Daf Chavav Mebeis, that when you do a chalitza psula, which is what you're doing over here, since it follows a get, it's not enough for only one of the brothers to do chalitza. Every single one of the brothers has to do chalitza to her. Now that Rav is talking about with our several brothers and one yevama. So too says Tosfos that all of the yevamas would have to have their own chalitza. And this Ramban speaks out over here as well, that every single one of the tzaris, Lefi Rav, would have to have a chalitza, even though every single one of them is a chalitza psula. But chalitza psula on behalf of one brother towards one yevama would not help legabe the other yevamas. And as far as the Lashon Chalitza, but Lashon Yachid, he says that there's no problem, because Lashon Tzrichos, they require Shnei Gitim Chalitza. We understand that both women will require Chalitza. The reason why it doesn't say Tzrichos Get V'Chalitza, you could have said Get B'Lashon Yachid also, since it has the word Tzrichos, is because you would have gotten mixed up and you would have said Tzrichos Get V'Chalitza, that would have helped you to do a Get to one of them and then Chalitza to the other. Once it says Get and V'Chalitza, it takes care of that problem. Now, Rashi is obviously not bothered with this question from Shitas Rav. Like we said, Rav holds that Chalitza Psula, if one of the brothers did a chalitza psula, then you need all of the brothers to do chalitza. So why then does Rashi hold that over here you would not have to do more than one chalitza? So we find two possible explanations for Shitas Rashi. According to the Rashba, the reason why Rashi says this is because he holds we paskin like Shmuel, that chalitza psula, you don't have to be chayzer akola achin. So just like you don't have to be chayzer akola achin when one of the brothers does a chalitza psula, so too, you don't have to be chayzer akola tzaris. You don't have to give every one of the yevamis their chalitza. However, the Tur explains Shitas Rashi differently. He understands that even according to Rav, who holds that chalitza psula tzarech lachzer akola achin, that means that one brother did chalitza, you have to get every single one of the brothers to give chalitza to that yevama, that's only true legabe akola achin. But if one brother did chalitza to one of two yevamas, then you don't have to give chalitza to the other yevama. A chalitza psula requires every one of the brothers addressing now his own Zika, but it does not require addressing the Zika of every individual Yevama. So according to the Rashba's understanding, the rest of the brothers and the rest of the Yevamis are all the same. Just like Rav's Shita is, that when you do a Chalitza Psula, the rest of the brothers have to do Chalitza. So too, if you do Chalitza Psula to one of the Tzaris, to one of the Yevamis, then you need to give Chalitza to the rest of the Yevamis. And that's why the Rashba is learning that Rashi has to be going Lefi Shita Shmuel, who holds that by the rest of the brothers, you don't have to give another Chalitza. However, the Torah is learning with Das Rashi that there's a Chilik. By one Yavama and two Yavams, when one Yavam does the Chalitza Psula, the other Yavam also has to do Chalitza. Masha Inkein, by two Yavamois, when you do Chalitza Psula to one of them, you do not have to do Chalitza to the other one. And this, of course, needs explanation. Because Mimonav Shach, if a Chalitza Psula is successful in getting rid of the Zikas Yibam entirely, which would be the reason why, when there are two Yevamis, and you do Chalitza Psula to one of them, the other one doesn't need Chalitza, then the same thing should hold true. When two brothers, one of them did Chalitza, you shouldn't need Chalitza from the other one, even though the first one did a Chalitza Psula, because you're telling me Chalitza Psula gets rid of the Zikas Yibam. So Zikas Yibam is no longer here, why should the other brother have two Chalitza? Elamai, you tell me that the Shita of Rav is that Chalitza Psula is not successful in getting rid of the Zikas Yibam entirely. Rather, it only addresses the relationship of this brother with this Yevama, and that's why you have to go and get a Chalitza from the other brothers. So then why don't we say that Legabe two Yevamis as well? The Chalitza Psula only addresses that one woman, and it doesn't address the other Yevama. You should have to do Chalitza to the other Yevama. So the answer is very simple. And this is how the Chedushim and Biurim explains. A Chalitza Psula, it's true that according to Rav, it does not get rid of the Zikas Yibam. And so if one Yavam does a Chalitza Psula, the Zikas Yibam remains, and the Isha remains a Yavama. Since she remains a Yavama, the other brothers have to do Chalitza as well, because the Chalitza Psula did not create her to be no longer a Yavama. She's still a Yavama. What does a Chalitza Psula do? It says that that Yavam, is not a Yavam anymore. It gets rid of his Zika. He is now not able to take over his brother's Ishus. So if it's one Yavam and there are two Yavamis, his Chalitza Psula makes him no longer a Yavam. If he's no longer a Yavam, then the second Yavama also loses her Din Yavama. The reason is because if there's no Yavam, then she cannot be a Yavama. So when there's only one Yavam to talk about, then that Yavam's existence is imperative in order for her to have a Din Yavama. But when there are several Yavams, so then even though that Yavam made himself no longer a Yavam, that doesn't mean that the other Yavams don't have a Din Yavam. They do. So you need to have a Chalitza from the other brothers in order for her to be Muteres Lashuk. The Gemara says, Ad kan le pligi elo beget achar get umaymer achar maymer. The whole machloik is between Rambam Gamliel and the Rabbanan is only when you do get twice, or you do maymer twice. But get echad bi yavama, a person gives a get to one yavama, or he does maymer to one yavama, that does help, which is something that is not true on a deraisa level. It's only the Rabbanan who are misakin that a get can affect a yavama when you just give her a get. And that Mimer can affect the Yavama when you just do Mimer, without subsequent Be'ila. So the Gemara wants to know, what was the reason that the Rabbanan were misakin things that way? Why were the Rabbanan misakin a din get? They introduced a new din by a Yavama that didn't exist before. So the Gemara explains that get by a Yavama helps because the Rabbanan said that since get helps Ba'alma, by a regular woman, a regular man and wife, if you give her a get, the get divorces her. A get is a mechanism used to be moitzi her. Chalitza is a mechanism that the Torah gave to be moitzi her. Get loy mahani, chalitza nami loy mahani. If you tell me that a get doesn't help by Yivama, then they'll assume that chalitza also doesn't help by Yivama. Because they'll compare a get to chalitza. And the assumption then will be that a person is allowed to be miyavim this Yivama after doing chalitza, which he's not allowed to. It says, kivin shev loy bona shev loy yivna. Why did they say Maimer helps? The Gemara says a similar svara. That since Ba'alma, in a normal scenario, when a person gives a kiddushin to a regular woman, the kiddushin is effective. We're afraid that if we don't allow the kiddushin to take effect at all when you do it to a yivama, then people will say that there's no means to be kana a yivama. They know that a regular woman, you could be kana with kiddushin. If you cannot be kana a yivama with kiddushin, then they'll say you cannot be kana a yivama at all, not even with bia. And then they'll say that it's possible to go on biboil, a different yivama, after bia. Now the Taz Yishanim asks, how is it possible to say that people would think that mitiget loy mahani chalitza nami loy mahanya? Chalitza is something that it says beferish in the Torah. So everybody knows that chalitza helps. So he's basically asking, why should I have to make a gzeira that get helps by Yevama so people shouldn't make such a mistake? They'll never make such a mistake. His answer is, im get, that you need chalitza together with a get. However, the Ritva learns differently. He learns that even though people know it's a beferish pasuk, and they know that chalitza is matir, a woman lishuk, she's allowed to go and get married, they nevertheless would not know the halacha that after you do the chalitza, that it's aser to go and be boil her, like we explained before. And that's what the Gemara means when it says v'asi l'mivel achar chalitza. People are going to be boiled after chalitza. Not because they think that chalitza is not matar her l'shuk. They know chalitza is matar her l'shuk. But they'll think that even though it is matar her l'shuk, perhaps it's still mutter for him to go and be boiled her after the chalitza. The Tosfos Yeshanim is learning differently. He's learning that when it says v'asi l'mivel achar chalitza is because they go hand in hand. People will think that chalitza is not fully matar her l'shuk. Once she's muteretz l'shuk, people will already understand that the yavam can't be boil her. That seems to be a given, according to the Tosfos Yeshanim. And therefore, the only thing that would cause people to go and be boil her after chalitza is if they make the mistake and assume that the chalitza is not completely a matir. So that's why the Tosfos Yeshanim has to explain that the mistake people will make is that in order to be matir her l'shuk, you need to have chalitza plus a get. And that mistake comes from the fact that they'll see that a get doesn't help by itself. They'll say the chalitza doesn't help by itself either.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.